Mr. President, Rosalynn, in our complete commitment to the success of this journey, we've decided to send with the President a mature advisor on foreign affairs. And I'm pleased to announce that we've been successful in our plans, and Mr. Zbigniew Brzezinski, who is today 50 years old, carries with him all of those years and all of that experience, and will bring that new talent and background to bear to assure the success of this mission. Mr. President, in your commencement address at Notre Dame last year, you said that American foreign policy is based on an historical vision of America's role, derived from a larger view of global change, rooted in our moral values, which never change, reinforced by our military wealth and our material power, designed to serve mankind. You pledged in your Notre Dame address that we will cooperate more closely with the newly influential countries in Latin America, Africa, and Asia. You said we need their friendship and cooperation in a common effort as the structure of the world changes. The strength of your commitment to these objectives is demonstrated clearly by your travel this week to Venezuela, Brazil, Nigeria, and Liberia. Your journey underlines our friendship with these nations and the determination of the United States to work with them. Mr. President, Rosalynn, we know your trip will be a success. You take with you the admiration and love of the American people, and we look forward to having you back with us.